Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome to Wednesday Word. Thank you so much for joining me for this installment. Amen. This installment of Wednesday Word is entitled, They That Are With Us Are More. They That Are With Us Are More. Amen. We're coming from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 17. And I am going to read those verses and we're going to just talk about it just a little bit. Amen. And borrow a thought from there so that we can encourage your heart tonight. Amen. So that you can know that God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. There is never a time or a season in our lives that the Lord is not with us. And there's always going to be times when it seems as if that there are a lot of things that are coming against us. And sometimes it feels as if those things are coming against us all at one time. It's like one thing falls and another thing falls like dominoes. They just keep crashing down. But what we need to remember is that those that are with us are more, amen, more than our enemies, more than the naysayers, more than those that have discouraged, more than those that say no, more than those that speak negatively. The Lord is on our side. God is with us. Glory to God. And he is a way maker, a miracle worker, just like the song says, the light in the darkness. This is the God that we serve. Glory to his name. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise. Oh, Lord, because we know that you are God and you are God alone. You are the sovereign God. Amen. The creator of all things. You are the source of our life, and everything that we have need of, it comes from and through you. All these other things that we gather up, they are resources, but you, oh God, are the source of all things living. You have everything that we need. You number the hairs on our head, and you know exactly who we are and where we are at any given moment and what we are experiencing. And Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise because you have a plan for each and every one of us, a plan that is good, a plan that is prosperous, a plan that makes us to be, just as you said, more than conquerors, makes us to be overcomers through Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the plan that you have for our life. Now, Lord, open our eyes so that we can see it. Open our ears so that we can hear your voice as you speak and you encourage our hearts so that we can go forth in Jesus' name and let the world see through our lives that you are God. And there's no mistaking that they have value. Their lives are just as important to you as ours is. Lord, we bless your name today. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory to God. Welcome again to Wednesday Word. Amen. Our Wednesday Word today is entitled, They That Are With Us Are More. And then we're coming from 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. I am reading to you from the 8th through the 17th verses. Amen. And I am going to read today rather than from the King James Version, which I generally do. I usually come from King James or New King James Version. And anytime I read from any other version, I do want to make sure that I make you aware. So today we're reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. All right, when the king of Aram, which is also the same as Syria, was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, we will mobilize our forces at such and such. But immediately Elisha, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there. So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he would be on the alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and he demanded, which of you is the traitor? Who has been informing the king of Israel of my plan? It's not us, my lord, the king, one of the officers replied. Elisha, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel, even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom. Go and find out where he is, the king commanded, so I can send troops to seize him. And the report came back. Elisha is at Dothan. So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servants of the man of God got up early the next morning, and went outside, there were troops, chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elisha prayed, Oh, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Amen. I have read and you have heard from 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verses 8 through 17 from the New Living Translation. Amen. They that are with us are more. Amen. There are times in our lives that we feel absolutely surrounded. Amen. Things have fallen apart and fallen down like dominoes. One thing is hitting us and the next thing is hitting us. And the enemy will whisper into our ears all kinds of discouraging words. But what we need to remember in those times, amen, is that God is with us. And that they that are with us are more than are with the enemy. You know, the enemy, Lucifer, fell from heaven like lightning, the word of God lets us know. And with him, a third of the angels fell. But, hey, listen here. Remember, those that are with us are more. But there are two-thirds of angels that are still crying, holy, 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 in the presence of God Almighty. Two-thirds of the angels that stand mighty in the presence of God, and the Lord commands them to go to and fro, amen, and to help and to assist in this matter and another matter. So those that are with us, amen, we have the Spirit of God that is with us, that is greater even than the two-thirds, amen. Those that are with us are more, amen. We ought to be encouraged today, no matter what our, amen, and all of us are going through one thing or another. There's one thing that is most certain. If you're not going through any trouble right now, it's because you're about to or you just came out of some. So we're always in one of those three states. We're either in some trouble. Trouble is happening right now. We actively find ourselves with some trouble in our lives, or we just came out of some trouble, or we're about to enter some. Such is life. Glory to God. But we have the Lord on our side and on the inside of us. Amen. The commander in chief of the angels' armies is on the inside of us, directing our way and directing the angels to watch over us. His word lets us know that. So those that are with us are more than those that are with our enemy. Glory to God. God has a remedy for that satanic ambush. The enemy that surrounded you is also surrounded, and you are victorious. Amen. Those that are with us are more. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen.